The reviews are in, and it's time to let you in on them. Because that's what we do here on the Cinema Savants Review Show. That's Todd Vandenberg, I'm Rob Steele, and we did have some bad news from last week. It was a little over a week ago that we lost Burt Reynolds. By which I mean he died. I don't mean, you know, we took him to the store and now we can't find him. He's lost in women's lingerie somewhere. That's never a phrase that I like using. We lost him. We didn't lose any of his movies, though. As a matter of fact, Todd's even going to talk about one.
And I'm going to screw you up on this one because I'm actually going to do a double feature, like you're going to the drive-in.
A double feature? No, can't be. Not on this show.
And go back in time. Go back to the 70s, although they came out two different years. But
well,
potentially have caught one in re-release, and it would have been kind of a weird double feature because they don't really fit together. But to me, the two best films Burt Reynolds did, and no, I'm not talking about Smokey the Bandit because that's about all you hear about with the death of Reynolds. You're talking about Smokey the Bandit. Fun movie, but he was an excellent actor. If you heard our show on Sunday, we talked a little bit about that. To me, two of his absolute best performances, and I'll go with the lighter one, which came out in 1974, The Longest Yard. For those of you who were unfortunate enough to have seen the Adam Sandler reboot, it's not a bad movie. It's fun. Except Adam Sandler in no way resembles anything like someone you could believe used to be a professional quarterback. Sorry, but no, it doesn't work. Movie's okay. The Longest Yard, though, the original, 1974, excellent, excellent movie. It's a comedy, but it also has a very serious undertone. Burt Reynolds is a football star. He goes to prison, and he winds up playing for the prison football team against the guards. And there's a little bit of brutality going on because the guards don't really like the prisoners and the prisoners don't really like the guards. And there's a lot of little hand-to-hand combat and kicking and biting and things that happen in the middle of scrums at the bottom of the pile that actually happen in football games. But there's a lot of money riding on this game. Eddie Albert, if you remember the ancient show Green Acres, Eddie Albert played a villain quite frequently in movies, and he plays a villain in this. He's the warden. He's not a good guy. And he has a ton of money riding on his guards, and because a warden from another thing is like, okay, I'm going to bet on the prisoners just to, like, mess with your head. And they have to, prisoners are told they have to lose the game, and they're told you're going to lose this game, otherwise the warden's going to lose money. And Burt Reynolds being Burt Reynolds, and he kind of plays himself in this, the smart-ass, smart-aleck, I'm going to do what I want to do, fun-loving guy. Although there is a hard edge to the character, he decides, well, maybe we will, maybe we won't. But very fun movie. The football is great because they have a lot of all-time great NFL players in the cast. And again, Burt Reynolds as Paul Wrecking Crew. Come on. What a great nickname. Super fun movie. Does have kind of a hard edge. And Bernadette Peters is in it. And she's really young and really cool. But, I mean, you also see, like, Richard Kiel. You may know Richard Kiel as Jaws from one of the Bond movies. We were talking about Bond movies back.
Two of the Bond movies.
Yes, two of the Bond movies, actually. So he's in it. Ray Nitschke, who is one of the all-time great, absolute great linebackers. So there are some really cool names from the past in this movie, but absolutely one of the best movies Burt Reynolds ever did. The first movie, though, and actually this would be the first movie, and then the second movie, because the kids fall asleep by the time the second movie starts. This is the one that they need to be sleeping through. 1972, Deliverance, one of the all-time best thrillers. And yes, Burt Reynolds is one of the leads. John Voight actually got the star billing over Burt Reynolds because this is a, quote, serious film. But Burt Reynolds is fantastic in this movie. Every performance is great in this movie. Four friends, they go on a little trip. They're going to go canoeing down some rough area, some rough water. Out in the backcountry on the Kahuluwasee. And they run into some folks who are not particularly friendly to people who come into their area. They run into some mountain men, and there are some big problems that happen with this. And it turns into a pretty intense, pretty gripping thriller. There are some awesome action scenes in this. It's a movie about guilt, and it's a movie about redemption. It's about a lot of really big themes. James Dickey wrote the book and wrote the screenplay as well. And so, I mean, there's a lot going on in this film. It's a much deeper film than what you would think at first. It's, four guys go down a river and they run into some trouble. It's very introspective, and yet at the same time, it's just this broad sweeping. There's some great cinematography, but what stands out to me, other than a certain line, and if you've seen the movie, you know the line. I'm not going to spoil it by saying the line, but Burt Reynolds is fantastic in this movie. It's like, you would not think from watching his early stuff where he's just playing cops and goofy stuff like that. Not goofy stuff, but he's just action stuff. He is absolutely intense and amazing in Deliverance. And if you've not seen it, you owe it to yourself to watch Deliverance. This is one of the movies that I'm shocked that they haven't remade it, but I'm glad that they haven't, because I don't see any way that they could capture what they managed to do, because John Voight is this very sensitive, introspective character who's thrust into this, and Burt Reynolds is this man's man who turns out to have a different side to him. Just the depth of this movie is amazing, and it's a really cool thriller. You don't see movies like that too much, where there's so much going on, and yet it's just an action-driven flick at the same time. Such a good movie. So, in honor of Burt Reynolds, who is one of the great personalities of the entertainment, do yourself a favor, and after you watch Smokey and the Bandit and Cannonball Run and all that stuff, make sure you watch The Longest Yard and Deliverance.
And you see, those are positive reviews, which are, good things to have.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Unfortunately, you see, we have a slogan here at Cinema Savants. We watch movies so you don't have to.
Indeed.
And that really covers this next movie. Do you remember the original version of a movie called Overboard?
I do. Excellent movie. Kurt Russell, Goldie Hawn. That's an awesome comedy.
For me, it was a crap concept, a crap plot, crap special effects, a crap budget. And the only thing that might even remotely be considered redeeming about it is that Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell are in it. They made it.
They did.
They did. There is nothing about it. It's not the...
Far and away the best part of the movie, I'll agree.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So what's the premise of the remake? Well, I imagine the meeting at the theater or at the production office went a lot like this. Well, what is this premise of the remake of Overboard you've got? Well, people liked Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell in the first version. Yes, you are correct. Well, what we're going to do with this one is get rid of them and replace him with different actors. That's it. Well, off you go then. Make the movie. Because they replaced Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell with Eugenio Derbez and Anna Faris. I'll admit, I'm not sure who she is, and I honestly have no idea who he is.
He's a Mexican comedic actor, and he's had some pretty big hits, but they're Spanish-language films for the most part.
And I don't speak the Spanish. I don't speak much of German either, but that's as close to an accent as I'm going to get at the moment. I mean, the whole thing about this new version of Overboard, in the original version, Goldie Hawn is the snobby rich person who gets amnesia and lives with Kurt Russell in his trailer. In this version, Eugenio, he's the rich snobby person who gets amnesia and lives with Anna Faris. You know what? They swapped the genders. Woohoo! It's still a crap movie. It's still a crap plot. It's still got crap effects, a crap budget. And now the only redeeming qualities it had, it doesn't have anymore.
So you didn't
the shortest review we're going to have on this show ever. I mean, that's it. Period. This is not a review. This is a public service announcement. Stay away from this movie.
Anna Faris is one of the stars of the TV series Mom. So she's been on for, I think that's been on for like 5 years or so.
Yeah, so. I stopped watching network television in the 70s.
Good choice.
Yeah.
Basically.
No.
When the movie first came, when not when the original.
I will go watch Ghost in the Shell again.
Oh my gosh!
Whoa. And if you've listened to us, you know. I loved the TV show, but the movie, you guys went out of your way to completely screw up. I will go watch that monstrosity. Well, granted, there is the redeeming value of seeing Scarlett Johansson in the...
Yeah.
Period. Just seeing Scarlett Johansson will do it. But, yeah, I'll stay away from this movie.
And I'm glad that I didn't see the remake of Overboard. That you took the bullet for, so I appreciate that.
It's my job.
The trailers just didn't look funny. And if you can't find 2 minutes of funny material out of an hour and a half or 2 hour movie, it's like you got issues. Or if you're not smart enough to figure out what part is funny, that's almost worse. So, yeah. So go watch movies that are. Gosh, what are they? We're pushing 50 years old. So go watch those movies instead. 40 years old.
I'll go ahead and throw out another quick review for a movie you were supposed to go see but didn't.
Yay! That's okay. Thanks, Rob.
Yeah, I didn't see it either. My daughter and her boyfriend went to go see
The
Happy Time Murders.
Oh my gosh!
And I said, Are you going on purpose? They said, yes. We heard it's horrible.
My daughter does
and
the same thing.
It goes along. The best review I read about this movie said, and I'll quote, "This movie comes in at 93 minutes, which is about 95 minutes too long."
No.
Oh.
Wish I'd written that. That's great.
Oh, that's not harsh enough, according to my daughter's boyfriend.
That's lovely.
Who said, "Oh my God. What have we done?" So honestly, Jim Henson has got to be rolling over in his grave right now.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. I was when we first talked about this and you were not really on board with the concept.
Why? No, I was not.
You were not. And I saw it and I thought, no, it's obviously way over the top and it's going to be trashy, but it looks funny. And then the second round of trailers came out. And
round two.
And I was like, oh my gosh, this looks so painfully unfunny. And
it does.
Yeah, it's just like there are times when it's really hard to do your job and sacrifice your soul for the listeners. And I just couldn't do it this time. So thank you so much to your daughter and her boyfriend for suffering for us and for our listeners, because that's great.
Yeah. Thanks, Kyle.
Hopefully they don't break up over that. That would be terrible.
No, they better not. Anyway, that's a completely separate story.
Yeah, there we go.
We'll cover that on the FWAT show someday.
I do want to have a quick shout out. Last week we mentioned a movie called Prodigy.
Yes, we did.
And we got a rather nice surprise, and we're very grateful for it. We got a shout out from the production company of Prodigy and from the official site of Prodigy and from the lead actor of Prodigy on both Facebook and Twitter, which is like, wow, this is really cool. And we're very happy that they were happy that we found
that
the
we
film.
Were happy
yes.
about them being happy.
So we're all extremely happy.
We're all happy.
But again, this is available. If you have Netflix, it's available for free on Netflix. You can rent it from Amazon Prime. A very good thriller. Again, it's low budget. Doesn't look low budget. At times, it almost looks the premise very quickly. Again, we talked about it last time. A psychologist interviews a young girl who apparently is a killer, and they're trying to figure out what's going on with her, what makes her tick. And that's all I'm going to say about it, because if you want to hear more, just get last week's episode.
Yeah.
But this film won several awards, which is very cool, and I can certainly see why. So if you've not had a chance to catch Prodigy, again, it's on Netflix. Excellent film, and thank you for the shout outs from Alex Hawley and Richard Neal, and that was really nice. And this is part of the thing that's fun about our show, is we can find everybody can talk about Avengers 4. I mean, everybody does, obviously, and will be forever probably, but it's fun to find little films. Sometimes they're really great, like Prodigy. Sometimes they're maybe not so little, but they're awful, like the Happy Time Murders. But it's good to talk about all kinds of film, so it was really fun to find this movie Prodigy, and this is one of the reasons.
That's a pun.
That's more than a golf clap, sir. But this is why streaming services are awesome, because Netflix has literally thousands and thousands of things available, Amazon Prime, Hulu. And so there is a place for films like Prodigy, and you can find things that are excellent, never even heard of, and hopefully we can help point your way to something that's like, hey, this is worth watching, or, oh my God, save your soul, don't watch this thing, like Happy Time Murders. So
I'm still not promoting Ghost in the Shell, but if you have a choice between that and Overboard, go with Ghost in the Shell.
And anyway, I'm done talking about Prodigy for this week.
That sounds like the end of a show anyway.
It does indeed.
So we'll see you on Sunday when we have more news of movie stuff. In the meantime, go see a movie, as long as it's not Overboard.
Or Happy Time Murders.
Or Happy Time Murders.
That's pretty much it.